Mary Henderson Morris was a 48-year-old wife and mother who worked hard as a loan officer at Chase Bank in Houston. She and her husband had built a good life for themselves and lived in the reasonably affluent Houston neighborhood of Spring Valley. They were hard-working, successful people who were well-liked by the neighbors, friends, and family. By all accounts, the couple had a good relationship, and neither was involved in drugs or criminal activity, which makes this part of the case the most puzzling. The morning of October 12, 2000, began as any other in the Morris household. Mary woke up first, got ready for work, and left the house about 6 a.m. But Mary never made it to work. Mary's husband of 5 years, Jay, usually spoke with her several times during the day on the phone, so he began to worry when the afternoon came and he had yet to hear from his wife. Mary's daughter from a previous marriage, Marilyn Blaylock, and Jay filed a missing person report early that evening. About the same time, a burned car was discovered in a vacant field. A call was made to the Harris County Sheriff's Department at about 10 a.m. that morning about what was believed to be burning debris or leaves. Later in the day, police arrived at the wooded area to find that it was not debris or leaves that were burning, but an automobile. After the fire was put out, the Sheriff's Department determined that a charred female body was inside. It was the body of Mary Henderson Morris. The fire made it impossible for coroners to determine the method of death, although it was quickly ruled a homicide. A search revealed that Morris's purse and wedding ring were missing, which suggested robbery, but too many questions remained. If it were a robbery, why was her car not taken? Why would a robber or robbers go to such lengths to conceal part of their crime? The crime was obviously not a carjacking because the car was burned. Even if it were an attempted carjacking gone bad, there would have been no reason to take the car and its owner to a remote location, kill the owner, and then burn the car. And why was the car dumped and burned in a vacant lot? The more investigators looked at the case, the less it made sense. There were also no witnesses to her abduction or murder. Due to the circumstances, authorities quickly determined that this was no ordinary murder case. But little did they know how extraordinary the case would become. Just 4 days later, after the Morris family put Mary to rest on October 16th, Blaylock made the painful yet seemingly simple journey to the coroner's office to retrieve some of her mother's personal effects. Instead, she walked into an episode of The Twilight Zone. "They told me they still had Mary Morris's body," recalled Blaylock. "I was freaking out. I was thinking we just had the funeral. I saw the remains, and I was looking at something that wasn't even my mother." It turns out that the woman Marilyn Blaylock saw on the coroner's table was not her mother, but was in fact another woman named Mary Morris. Mary McGinnis Morris. Mary McGinnis Morris. In many ways, other than just the name, Mary McGinnis Morris shared a number of similarities with Mary Henderson Morris, which makes this case all that more eerie. Although Mary McGinnis Morris was a bit younger than Mary Henderson at 39 years old, both women were attractive, gregarious brunettes. Mary McGinnis was also a professional woman who shared a nice suburban home with her husband. On October 16, 2000, the Harris County Sheriff's Department found the body of Mary McGinnis Morris badly beaten, with a single gunshot to her head in a location about 25 miles from where Mary Henderson Morris was found days earlier. Mary McGinnis was also found murdered in her car in a vacant lot in Harris County. Although the vacant lots were located on different ends of the county, both spots had an eerie familiarity. In life and in death, the two women shared some uncanny similarities, which raised the obvious question, who would want to kill the two Marys? Suspects and theories. Although authorities were at a loss trying to find suspects and reasons for the murder of Mary Henderson Morris, they quickly zeroed in on two potential perps for the Mary McGinnis case. At the time of her death, Mary McGinnis worked as a nurse practitioner and medical director at Union Carbide in Houston. Her supervisors noted that she was a good employee who got along with all of her coworkers, and likewise, almost all of her coworkers liked Mary, with the exception of one, Dwayne Young. Dwayne Young was a nurse who worked alongside Mary, and as their time working together progressed, he apparently became obsessed with her. Young's obsession with Mary began innocently enough. He hung around her desk at work and engaged her in conversation whenever he could. The behavior at first seemed to Mary McGinnis to be more of a puppy love type situation than that of an obsessed maniac, but eventually Young's facade of a lost puppy dog was lifted to reveal the stalker that he was.